1, 2, 3, 4. Some might be offended that I'm sharing the secret. I'll make an exception because I think you'll keep it. What I'm telling you's true. Cross my heart, hope to die. What have you got to lose? Why would I lie?
Hello and welcome to the special promo for We Always Lie to Strangers, a podcast about Ozark's history, folklore, and beyond. My name is Sharp Woolston.
I'm Daniel Smiley.
I'm Gus Carlson.
And I'm Raymond Mathis.
And we might always lie to strangers, but not on this show because we're all friends here. Thank you for joining us. A lot of flair for what is just a hold stop until we really get rolling, but just wanted to mention that we might not be historians, though perhaps Raymond has a master's in history, and we might not be comedians, but this is just going to be, what, you know, a nice, fun, friendly, casual look at the region the four of us were all born in and or bred from, a land that we all love, warts and all. So, real quick, my name is Sharp. I was born in Springfield, Missouri, but I was raised in Harrison, Arkansas. And that's it about me, more or less. If someone else just wants to give a brief little statement about themselves.
I nominate Daniel.
Yeah, so Daniel Smiley, I was born in Boone County Regional Hospital, which is Harrison. Woo, go Gobs.
That's where my mom died.
Yeah, my dad died in Washington County Hospital.
My dad died on the floor.
Damn. Anyways, yeah, born and raised Boone County. Lived in Conway for a little bit for college, and now live in Northwest Arkansas, which is also where Boone County is.
Gotta laugh into the mic, Sharp.
That was...
I'm Gus Carlson. I was born in Washington Regional, but nearly in the bed of the truck.
That's where
on
my
the
dad
way
died.
To Washington Regional. And, yeah, I'm from Newton County, Arkansas, and my intro is being interrupted to fuck.
I'm sorry. You're... Gus, you're a renowned comic artist.
Renowned is, you know, it depends what you mean. I'm one of the few Ozark comic artists.
As a friend, renowned comic artist. Gus Carlson.
He's just nowned.
Sometimes you can find my books at Dixon Street Books when someone doesn't want them anymore.
Yeah, I have a signed copy.
I believe
Who's
I
it
have
signed
so... I have the first signed copy and it says Go Gobs.
You actually have the proofs, I think.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Special.
Raymond's,
special edition.
Raymond's copy has a typo. I know
oh,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
you've
I've got that
the...
one, too.
Yeah.
My name is Raymond
Indie
Mathis.
Indie publishing. I can't afford an editor.
My name is Raymond Mathis. I was born in Fort Smith, Arkansas, but grew up in Harrison, Arkansas, in Gaither.
Fort Smith. Notably, a river valley community.
It is. Hell on the border. But I do have ancestors who homesteaded in Newton County before they came to the river valley, so I have some claim.
Did they have an indoor pool as well?
No. I don't actually know. I haven't seen blueprints. So we don't know. Fuck, I don't have
Raymond,
cool things to say.
Raymond Mathis, noted indoor pool enjoyer.
This is the one piece of lore that we have for Raymond, so.
Didn't have a hot tub.
The pool, wasn't the pool heated, though?
Yeah, by a wood stove.
Nice.
Sounds like a hot tub to me.
We had to chop wood for it.
On this podcast of ours, just four friends with ties to the North Central part of Arkansas and the Ozarks. That was worded as about as ham-fisted as it could possibly be done. But we're gonna be talking some history, some folklore, some haint stuff. What
recipes.
Else we got? I guess that's about everything. No, maybe.
Quilting.
Ooh,
I like the idea of a
product.
Recipe corner.
Recipe corner.
Cookbook corner.
Yeah, but yeah, that's, you know. And we're Arkansas boys, so admittedly the focus on this is primarily Arkansas, but we are going to touch on the Missouri Ozarks and probably down the road, Arkansas in general and Missouri in general.
When we read where the red fern grows, so we see you, Oklahoma.
You know, I once got a call from my father, and he was in tears, and I was worried about what was wrong, and he just starts through his tears, just goes, "You ever read Where the Red Fern Grows?"
Oh, Dan.
Maybe it was an upright rotter panther that killed him instead of a cougar.
Did you say rotter panther? Rotter?
No, I didn't want to. I was going to allow it.
I thought you said rotter.
I heard rotter, too.
Oh. I did, too.
I thought it was like some sort of weird Rottweiler.
A Rottweiler panther?
Upright Rottweilers?
It's one of them Okie panthers.
Fuck.
All right, so thank you for coming to our promo episode on We Always Lie to Strangers. I've been Raymond Mathis.
I've been
I'm Gus Carlson.
Daniel Smiley.
I've been Sharples. Well.
Well, is that enough content for
Gus?
Gus
died.
What? No, I said my part. Daniel just spoke over me. Everyone speaks over me.
Gus Carlson died in the back of a truck on the way to Washington Regional.
Do we all just need to talk about our people who have died? Is that we actually just a people who died show?
I mean, I don't have any Arkansan relatives who've died because I don't have
people who died.
I was going to say that.
I'm still recording.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I am too.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is just free jazz right now.
Hey, Sharp here. Thanks for checking out this little promo for We Always Lie to Strangers. We don't have an exact release date for the first real episodes, but it'll be 2, 3, 4 weeks. Be sure to check back. And I want to thank Plain Old Heath for our theme song. And we'll talk to you later.